The California Water Institute at Fresno State helps all of us to better understand the importance of water management. Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're discussing a recently published Unified Water Plan for the San Joaquin Valley. The Unified Water Plan was authorized with reclamation funding to coordinate and integrate sub-regional water management plans into one unified regional plan. By 2040, the Valley's estimated water supply demand gap is about 2.5 million acre feet per year. To understand that gap, the plan considered groundwater overdraft, reduced supply, increased demand, climate change effects, river restoration and ecosystem needs, groundwater replenishment, and refuge water requirements. The planning base was also broad. More than 80 GSAs, 42 GSPs, 16 sub-basins, and the roughly 800 local projects and actions. To organize the response, the Unified Water Plan recommends three major scenarios. The first, to restore existing infrastructure. This means bringing authorized facilities back to their intended capacity so they can preserve baseline deliveries, flood protection, and ecosystem function. In simple terms, restoration is the foundation. Other strategies depend on existing facilities working properly. The second is to improve management of in-valley supplies. This includes better watershed timing, reservoir operation, non-structural delta diversion, local conveyance, recharge, storage, and other local projects. These actions are necessary, but the plan makes clear they are not sufficient on their own. The third is to increase access to delta water supply. This could include modified delta diversion facilities, more storage north and south of the delta, and expanded south of the delta conveyance. The plan's finding is that additional supply access is needed to reduce the remaining gap and make local projects more useful. One of the most important messages from the Unified Water Plan is the difference between potential water supply and realized water supply. The Valley has many possible projects. In fact, the identified local project capacity exceeded the estimated gap. But projects only become real when water supply, permitting, feasibility, affordability, funding, partnerships, and implementation capacity are all addressed. The plan also recognizes that affordability will limit what we can build. State and federal funding, along with partnerships with urban entities, will be needed. And some farmland conversion will be necessary, but it should be planned strategically to support environmental, community, and economic outcomes. The Unified Water Plan does not pretend there is one simple fix. Instead, it offers a disciplined framework. Restore what we have, improve how we manage local water supplies, increase access where needed, and make sure projects can actually be implemented. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.